This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian, and we're talking about this gay choir in San Francisco, because of course they would be in San Francisco to have a gay choir, where they just compiled this video of 40-plus gay people singing a song about coming, corrupting conservatives' kids, essentially. They don't say conservatives' kids, but you know, we all know they're talking about conservative children.
Yeah, they say the intolerant.
Yeah.
But we all know, we all know who's not taking the vax. It's all the red state Christian conservatives, and we've got...
It's not, though. From the data I've seen on it, it's by and large minority communities that are not getting the vaccine.
But you're not supposed to say that, because that really ruins the argument.
Yeah, but that's a factually true statement.
Yeah, and it's not just like Christian people of color. It's all of them. They're like, yeah, we remember a little something that went down in history where you were monitoring us while we were walking around sick for a minute, for our entire lives, and you didn't give us the medicine that would have cured us.
That was the Tuskegee experiment.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now there's two ways to look at that.
The people who voted for Biden are against the virus, against the vaccine by and large in the South. Simply because they are these minority communities, and as you point out...
Well, aren't you jumping to a conclusion
if
that they
even voted? I don't even know that they voted. I don't even know that this election wasn't completely corrupted by, faulty machines.
I don't know that, anyone in particular voted for Biden, but based on my experience in the South, yes, they would have.
Well, I mean, certainly the mainstream narrative that minorities vote for the Democrats, but... Those Trump rallies were surprisingly multiracial.
I know a lot of black dudes who voted for Trump. They love the guy. That's their style, man. They love that style.
There were even black guys at the Trump rallies in New Hampshire.
I'm not saying every black person voted for the Democrats, certainly, but based on my experience, having grown up in Mississippi, which has the largest black population in the United States, by and large, they do tend to vote Democrat.
Yes, but I mean, this was different. We had a Democrat running Republican. it was their kind of guy, and we're not just talking about blacks either. We're talking about the Latins and the Hispanics. A lot of them are leaning conservative, especially if they just came over the river. These are right leaning type people. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. I mean, but this is a whole other argument about whether that last election was legit. I don't buy it.
Well, I have good reason to believe it's not legitimate. When I was at ForkFest, someone brought me the New Hampshire record of votes for the 2020 election. And sure enough, the New Hampshire public record shows 7,000 votes in Westmoreland for Eli Rivera. That's the official...
A town of 1,500.
Yes, a town of 1,500 gave Eli Rivera more than 7,000 votes. Now, this is obviously a clerical error, right?
The guy who ran against you for sheriff,
yes,
by the way.
It, which is the only reason I called it, because I mean,
are you going to request to see the rest of the towns and cities?
It's all in the book.
Yeah.
And so, do you think the rest? So you think Keene and all the rest are accurate, but Westmoreland was a little off, like a lot.
Well, Westmoreland,
by a factor of 10.
Yeah, was provably off, right? It doesn't have a population that large. It could not possibly have gotten 7,000 votes. It was a clerical error. Someone hit the 7 twice, or they accidentally put a 0 at the end.
Yeah, and there's also the town up north. In here in New Hampshire, they had some serious, serious issues where the Democrat got like all the votes and everyone else got skewed a little. And I don't know how I haven't heard anything from that audit recently, but those results are being audited.
Well, I mean, just one local election in one county where one town clerk made a mistake. But if you multiply that by all of the town clerks throughout the United States reporting vote totals, and we know that they can make mistakes, I have no reason to believe the official results of the election.
Yeah, I don't even like voting. But, I mean, that last one was just screwball-y. You know, we need to take it back to the old days where it's finger in an ink pot. You put your finger in the ink pot, and you put your finger, you stamp the yes or no, or the you put your fingerprint next to the name that you want, and then it's ink that doesn't come off, so you can't vote again.
I don't know that I want to, well, I mean, the government already has my fingerprints, but if they didn't, I don't think I would want to give them my fingerprint.
They got my DNA.
They got my DNA as well. Yeah.
Well, I've been in enough government jobs where they got my ticket. They know who I am. And speaking of ticket, we might get to a chance to talk about vaccine passports.
Oh, yeah.
And the health secretary of our country talking about how it's government's responsibility.
Well, these guys
to monitor us to make sure they know who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated.
Well, we've been listening to the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir, yeah. And they love it. I mean, they're hard left, right? And the left is all about the vaccine. And
yeah, I looked at their channel just to see what are their other songs, and their most recent one prior to this was Vaccinate.
So my question for anyone who is on the left or any spectrum, and you're all about my body, my rights. Or you used to be anyways, but you're all about mandatory vaccines. How do you put those two together? How do you wake up in the morning and tell yourself that?
I can tell you how, because mm-hmm. they operate under this mindset that you not being vaccinated is a threat to them because mm-hmm. you can somehow give them the virus that they're vaccinated.
That they're vaccinated against.
Yeah, I didn't say it was logical.
Right. Well, so once again, this proves that they're not tolerant.
Yeah.
Right? They won't leave people alone. They won't let people make their own health decisions for themselves.
If you're not in our group, if you're not in our community, you are the bad guy.
They know what's best.
They certainly think they do. And here they're trying to sing to us what they think is best.
For your children.
Difficult to understand anything they're saying when you've got that many people singing different lines.
They are going to convert your children, then they're going to come after the children, will then convert you. That's what they said.
But yeah. But again, you know, they're using incendiary language, certainly, to suggest that they're going to convert people's children into being gay, but that's
not what they're saying.
They're saying they're going to convert them to be open and tolerant and accepting.
But they also mentioned the gay agenda. So why can't they just say the tolerant agenda or the love your neighbor?
Well, that would be the argument that this is satire, saying, oh, well, the gay agenda is a thing that conservatives would say, right, okay. about them. And so now they're just embracing the gay agenda and acting as though they've always, you know, always had this thing.
So the gay agenda is to teach kids not to hate. Well, they say make kids not hate.
Yeah.
Which is an issue.
And there's nothing wrong with the idea of tolerance, but this isn't tolerance, what they're talking about here. Making kids do a certain thing. Forcing or doing whatever it is they plan to do to convert all these children into their viewpoint. That's not
just
tolerance.
That word, too. Conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that a thing in the gay community that they are fighting against, like
conversion therapy?
Mm-hmm. And here they're using it, but that's probably why.
I mean, I'm all about taking language that the other side uses to demonize you or galvanize you, and push it back at them, right?
So if the argument is this is complete satire, then I guess that's a good argument that
I don't even know why it would be considered satire. They're just saying the gay agenda is us making your kids not be tolerant and hateful. The biggest issue here is the language they use, saying make your kids instead of we're going to teach your kids.
So Wikipedia says that the gay agenda is a term introduced by sectors of the Christian religious right as a disparaging way to describe the advocacy of cultural acceptance and normalization of non-heterosexual orientation and relationships. So if it's satire, they're using all the good, they're using all the key words.
Virgin,
gay agenda.
This is intolerance. None of these people can just leave each other alone. They just can't stop. They could just have themselves San Francisco and their communities. And
the moment force enters the equation, it stops being tolerance. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-61.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that, 603-283-6160. And we've been talking about this stupid gay choir, but I want to change the subject here because evidently, Ian, you have found what is purported to be John McAfee's suicide note. Now, for those who aren't aware, John McAfee was, I think, in Spain, in a jail in Spain.
He was, yeah.
And
awaiting extradition to the United States, which was granted, and then he showed up dead.
Yes, and there is considerable doubt whether or not John McAfee killed himself. I don't know. I don't have a belief on the subject.
He himself said that he would never do that.
He had a tattoo.
Yes, but he is also exactly the type to
troll everyone into by doing this.
Yes, to create this massive conspiracy theory. I mean, his last bit of legacy, his last bit of trolling. I mean, this is the guy who, while running for U.S. president, was talking about fornicating with whales.
Whales, just to be clear, that's the word you said there.
Yes.
Okay.
I still am doing that. Oh, well.
It's different to fornicate with a well. That would be a little... I mean, they're both weird.
Don't screw around with my well. We're going to be fighting. But yeah, he had a tattoo. It's like whacked.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not happening. If this happens, it wasn't me. I got whacked.
And his wife doesn't believe it either.
Right.
So, I mean, is he trolling his own wife in this case? Maybe so.
I mean, he's dead, so it wouldn't...
And we don't even know if he's really dead.
And we don't even know whether
he's... I didn't see his body. I didn't see Epstein's body.
Ostensibly his wife, I believe, did, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, she saw his face, as I understand it.
Correct. She said he was completely covered by a sheet up to his chin.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Are they going to release the body to her so that, you know...
I believe they did.
After the autopsy?
But anyway, he was found dead in his jail cell, and there is considerable doubt about whether or not he actually killed himself.
There's considerable doubt in my mind that this thing they found in his pocket is even, you could even consider it a suicide note. I don't see anything about a will or I'm leaving this world behind, or da 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 da. It looks like tweet material to me.
So what does it say? The suicide notes.
Well, it's a bit jumbled.
There's a lot of crossing out, and it's hard to make out most of it, but...
Do you want me to give it a shot here? I've got to pull it up. Let me just read what his wife says on Twitter. This is at the E Mrs. McAfee. So the Mrs. McAfee. Here's the alleged suicide note found in John's pocket. This note does not sound anything like someone who has no hope and is contemplating ending their life. This note sounds like one of John's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not a suicide note. Hashtag justice for John McAfee. So here it is. I am a phantom parasite, but then there's like an arrow that looks like the text below that might have been intended to be inserted between IMA. Anyway, I'm a phantom parasite, something the present moment.
I am a parasite at the moment, maybe?
At the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
I use it, and then there's another word up there, attempted. I attempt to use it, something crossed out, to attain my own ends. Instead of fully living it. I want to control my future. There's another thing crossed out. I want to control my future, which does not exist. Which could be interpreted as sounding suicidal in that particular case. Another thing crossed out. Through something knowledge, which mere ashes of memory. Which is mere ashes of memory. And then there's more crossed out. So
it sounds very jumbled, and it doesn't sound like that would be John McAfee's final words. I have to say that. Not ever actually having met the person, but he was very flamboyant. You know, it seems like his suicide note would have had significantly more style than that.
There's an interesting comment in the Twitter comments here by Snake Incorporated, who says he is simply putting together a note for a tweet referencing the Sutras of Patanjali, specifically Sutra 3.16. John wrote a book on this subject. Now, I'm not familiar with these sutras.
I am also not.
But maybe this person is correct in their interpretation, while another person says, as much as people would like to say otherwise, this reads like a classic suicide note. So obviously opinions on this vary wildly.
Did they even explain how he went?
I don't believe that's been revealed. Has anyone heard that?
Uh-uh.
I think the only way in jail to kill yourself is to hang yourself, isn't it?
It's a common one.
It's the way to do it with your sheet or something, but you can bang your head against the wall or you can
Dude, I don't think a human being could do that to themselves. I think they would just lose consciousness.
And that's another way, too. You can put your bed on your neck and you'll go to sleep.
At any rate, no, I don't know how he allegedly killed himself. But this doesn't sound like a suicide note. And if Janice McAfee doesn't believe that John killed himself, then I've got to, he probably didn't. She knew him better than anyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is the fact that he was constantly saying that he was not going to kill himself. While he is a troll, I don't know that it would be worth it to him to actually kill himself in the name of trolling, essentially. Either way, it's a sad loss. And, you know, I wish he was still in the world sharing his craziness with us.
I would have voted for him.
I'm curious to know more about the sutras here that this supposedly was referencing and his book that he wrote about this, is if that's all true. Again, that's just a commenter here on Twitter saying that, but it does make me curious about the context around this particular note and what he was intending to
Were you able to find anything about it?
There's an article here on Wikipedia, but I have not yet pulled up the actual sutras. It is a collection of Sanskrit sutras or aphorisms on the theory and practice of yoga. The Yoga Sutras were compiled between 500 BCE and 400 CE by the sage Patanjali in India, who synthesized and organized knowledge about yoga from much older traditions. It was the most translated ancient Indian text in the medieval era, having been translated into about 40 Indian languages and 2 non-Indian languages.
The book, one of his, I don't know how many he has, but the one book is The Fabric of Self, Meditations on Vanity and Love, by John McAfee.
Wow.
A series of short meditations on the issues that support or retard self-awareness. Awareness, fear, death, joy, and love are among the issues addressed through self-contained observations taken from John's daily discussions.
Well, I know what's next on my reading list.
It's only got 2.5. It's got 2.5 stars out of 5.
Okay, it's moving down the reading list a bit. So I didn't even know he had written a book. You said one of his books. He's written several.
Is that correct? I'm not sure. This is one of them. Like I said, it's got 2 stars, 5 stars, 1 star, 1 star. Preachy. Read this book only if you are so awesome you can't stand being so awesome.
sounds like John Maxey.
Sounds like John, yeah.
So,
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. And I hope that whatever, they're doing an internal investigation like police systems always do. So we're never actually going to learn anything about this. It seems unlikely that even if he was murdered, their internal investigation would reveal that.
Four books.
Yep. Looks like we can close the book on this investigation. He killed himself.
Yep, nothing to see here. But what are your thoughts? Do you think John McAfee killed himself, or do you think he was whacked? Presumably by the U.S. government or agents of the U.S. government? Share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. More coming up, including a European-mandated vaccine passport. That's coming up here on Free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index is hitting a level not seen in more than a decade. It rose 5.4% in June from a year ago, which hasn't happened since just before the economy tanked in 2008. As to why he believes inflation is sky high, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes.
Well, what the administration and Congress should do is actually reverse what they have been doing. Since the Democrats have taken over, this excessive spending has created this inflation. We haven't seen this type of inflation in 13 years. And remember what this is. This is a tax on every single American. It doesn't matter what product you're buying, it costs you more money. The price of gasoline is the highest it's been since the last time Joe Biden was in office.
President Biden back at the White House after spending some time in Philadelphia talking voting rights. USA Radio News. Facing a recall election, California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is dealt more bad news.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said, the court is not persuaded. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help the spread of the Delta variant. Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. The Kentucky Republican adding the United States has three highly effective vaccines that are safe. The Senate in session this week while the House is off. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join the discussion, 603-283-6160. That's the number for you to do that, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And we all knew that vaccine passports were coming, right? At least, that's they telegraphed it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And never been a fan of them. I'm surprised that I wasn't required to prove vaccination status when I purchased tickets to go to this rock concert in September.
Was it not Ticketmaster?
I don't know who they were, actually. But then again, I don't know. Someone else actually purchased the tickets on my behalf.
Oh.
So.
Because Ticketmaster, I believe, was rolling out some sort of vaccine passport requirement or something like that.
I don't know if that ever got implemented, but.
Now, you think this is coming to our country, to the U.S.?
Eventually, I think it's going to be worldwide, yes.
Because I know that they want it, but we're not Canada. We're not New Zealand. We're not Australia. We're not Britain. We're not England. And there's a reason. Because they don't have guns. We do. I don't think this is coming anytime soon. I know that they want this. This is part of their agenda. I've always said that this is the number one reason behind taking advantage of this pandemic, and it's all about digital tracking. But,
okay, I gotta make a correction here. There was a story about Ticketmaster mandating things like vaccines that came out last year on their own website. They claim
I remember us discussing that.
Yeah,
didn't they turn around on that?
They've made a change.
Circle back.
Yeah, they say there's no requirement from Ticketmaster mandating vaccines/testing. We are not forcing anyone to do anything. Just exploring the ability to enhance our existing digital ticket capabilities to offer solutions for event organizers. organizers that could include testing and vaccine information. So they have the option. If you are throwing a concert or whatever event and you want to mandate those things, Ticketmaster has what they describe as a tool in the toolbox, or a tool in the box for those that may want to use. So it's
so
there.
It's up to the venue owner, presumably, right, or the... whoever puts
it's up to the venue owner, unless they're in a city in which it's required, in which case then the venue owner will want it because they'll be shut down if they don't do it.
Well, I wish Ticketmaster
in France.
Yes. They're shutting down everything in France, it would seem, though. I mean, they're shutting
you out. It's open. You just have to have the passport.
They've only been rioting for the last 2 years.
Well, this
you don't hear about that on the mainstream.
This is all about restricting people who aren't vaccinated until they cave, give in, and get the vaccine. That's ultimate. They want to make life as miserable as possible for anyone who hasn't been vaccinated.
And as pleasant for the vaccinated, including free donuts, free beer, lottery tickets, the whole nine. I mean, just think about that. If you have to, here you go. Yeah, Biden's talking about he's setting up a strike force where they goes around
home,
communities
door to door.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen in New Hampshire if any of our if our Senate president gets his way. It's not going to be happening in New Hampshire. But I mean, let's talk about
it. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's stupid and it's a waste of money. But they're just going door to door to provide people information on where they can get the vaccine.
According to this news report,
are they creating a list as they go, or do they already have a list? Or are they going to, when they get to my house and I'm like, get the off my doorstep before I shoot you, am I going to get on a list?
There's a news report out of, I think it was North Carolina, I had it in my show prep, where they are showing people going door to door and actually offering the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Right there in the, they
that's
have it with them.
Right there.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be, I thought there was an issue like transporting this thing.
That's what I heard.
It used to be
like deep frozen.
There used to be all kinds of rules. You got to keep it deep freeze. You can't mix and match. You got to take it within a certain amount of time of each other. And all of that has been thrown right out the window. Yeah, you can get Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, you can get Pfizer. Yeah, you can get it. You don't have to keep it in the deep freeze
any
longer.
Just take it.
Oh, and here's your free burger.
Johnson & Johnson vaccine, by the way, there are more than 100 confirmed cases of people developing an autoimmune disorder because of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Did you say how many thousand?
No, 0,000. 100.
Go to the VAERS reporting system, and you'll see the deaths that have been attributed to this, to all of the vaccines.
The whose reporting system?
The VAERS. Vaccine was... I'm going to have to look that one. I forgot.
Well,
what
now they're doing
vaccine reporting system.
Now they're doing clinical trials to test the vaccines in 6 to 11 year olds, which is stunning.
Completely unnecessary.
Yes. How many 6 to 11 year olds have actually died from COVID-19? It has to be an extraordinarily small number.
Agreed. It's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and according to some estimates, it's only probably only represents about 1 to 10% of actual adverse effects from vaccines in general. And of course, it's self-reporting, so the CDC, the HWO, they'll come out and be like, "Well, you can't really trust any information because it's all of the anti-vax." That get on this and they report this. I'm calling bull. 10,000 deaths. That's where we're about up to that right now. And that's just the deaths. What about all of the other afflictions, the autoimmune problems and whatnot?
I think it says a lot.
The inflamed hearts, the strokes, chickenpox. What is it called?
Shingles.
Shingles. All the people who are coming out with shingles after getting the vaccine. What's that all about?
I have no idea, man. I haven't heard anything about that.
Because they won't cover it on mainstream. You got to go to Rumble to get this information. You got to go to Odyssey.
And
you can't. You can't do those
things, Conan.
No one can do these. Well, most people won't do these things because it's underground. It's extremists. You can't trust the extremists.
Well, that's what Facebook says. Well, you can't trust the pharmaceutical companies, right? Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson.
You can follow the money. You can trust that. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah,
they're making trillions.
They are, and the government's paying for it. You know, that's what
we are paying for. I'm sorry. Our grandkids are paying for it. Have paid for it.
The U.S. government has rolled out this vaccine in enormous quantities, something like 150 million doses, and it's all free.
And they got so much of it, now they're offering it to zoo animals, to your dogs, to your cats, because they got more. They're shipping it to third world countries.
I have a hard time believing that a vaccine designed to keep humans safe is going to help a cat.
Agreed. But they're giving it to the tigers. They're giving it to the elephants.
Well, they're not giving it to my cats.
They're not. Yeah. Thank you. Or the big old dog.
Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, Charlotte. Vaccine teams, according to WCNC.com, are loading up mobile vaccination vehicles. So maybe they're keeping it cold in the car, basically.
Now, are these federal or state employees?
It looks like, but I'm sure they're getting federal, I bet you they're getting federal money. And heading out to neighborhoods in Mecklenburg County starting this Monday, and there's an update from Monday where they are actually doing it. Robert Dawkins with the nonprofit group Action, so this is from last week, nonprofit group Action NC says this will help people who are homebound or don't have transportation. Quote, the main
thing... If they're homebound, why do they need the vaccine?
Exactly.
They're bound at home. They're not going anywhere.
Because they want to sterilize you, Arya. Haven't you seen Utopia?
The main thing we're trying to do with this is make
I'm trans. I'm already sterilized. I got them covered. No need to jab me.
As easy as possible for people to get this shot, he said. He said that since March, the group has knocked on more than 30,000 doors to help people sign up for the vaccine. The difference is that now there will be a Mecklenburg County Health Department vehicle on site to provide the vaccinations right then and there, if people want them. Quote, Monday will be the first day for Mecklenburg County doing what they're called doses to the door. So the only change from what we've been doing over the past few weeks is there will be actually public health professionals on site for people that want to get vaccinated. They added the vehicle will be an official county vehicle, and volunteers as well as health professionals will be wearing name tags to show people this is legitimate.
That's a good point.
When they come to my house, I got a lot of questions. I want to know who you're working for.
I don't have any questions. I have a short statement. Get off my property.
Well, I'll get to that, but I want to know how much they're making. I want to know who they work for. I want to know why they're not wearing gloves or masks.
Oh, they probably have gloves on.
And how much training they have to give the shot themselves.
People who get vaccinated will receive a $25 gift card.
Now,
shut up.
That says everything. How necessary is this vaccine if there are people who are unwilling to get it and you have to go door to door to their house in order to convince them and then offer them prizes and awards for getting it?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Except it does make sense.
If it was to prevent against a life-threatening disease,
people would be lined up around the block to get this.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. Does that $25 gift card entice you? This is Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can weigh in with your thoughts. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian. And Conan.
And the government is insane, but tell me if this quote sounds accurate to reality. It's from a government official saying, we try to give people as much freedom and choice as possible.
How do you like that? Thanks, guy. Well, thanks for giving me my freedom, you piece of filth.
They're not trying real hard.
Isn't it strange, though, that they do operate under the impression that they give people freedom?
No, yeah.
The government does not give anyone
freedom.
Like
it's like they never once read that little piece of paper that's floating around somewhere that says, that's not the way it works. You need to flip that. It's the other way around, bruh.
And, you know, obviously they're not going to do that. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Javier Becerra, said Thursday that it was absolutely the government's business to know which Americans haven't been vaccinated yet against the coronavirus. Now, New Hampshire isn't even keeping a record of this, I don't think.
They claim that at 70% of the population has had at least one dose, and I think
in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's big. We're as far as New England states are concerned, we're the lowest.
Hmm.
But I think we're like 13th on the countrywide list as far as people who've been vaccinated.
Incidentally, Mississippi does seem to be the lowest.
And if they're up to 70, that means part of that is kids. And that's the saddest part for me. The one part of our the one segment of our population that doesn't need to come anywhere near this nonsense, and here they are trying to push it to get it all the way down to 6-year-olds now.
According to Google,
keep in mind, people, always say it to yourself every time.
They are literally
experimental, unapproved vaccine that is being experimented on you. You are the guinea pigs. This is we're going to figure this out in the next couple of years, and I don't think it's going to turn out.
I mean, we don't have to paint it in those terms. In order to get approval for the vaccine to be used on, 6-year-olds, these companies have to actually experiment on 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
According to the Google statistics, New Hampshire, as of July 13th, that's today, 64.6% have received at least one dose, while 57.4% are fully vaccinated.
All right, a little bit lower than the list that I saw. I don't know where I got that from.
So this representative, the Health and Human Services Secretary, was responding to GOP criticisms of the Biden administration's planned door-to-door campaign to encourage unvaccinated Americans to inoculate themselves.
Are you have that video up? Because this is really telling. This is this guy, Javier Becerra, our health secretary.
I do have the video.
He comes straight, go to like 28 seconds and start from that point. This is just sickening that these public officials, this is the way that they do business. This is how they feel. You're dumb. Business. You are just a piece of filth on the bottom of my shoe, and I'm here to protect you. Slave.
I want to hear him say that. So
that's exactly what he says. I word for word.
I'm sure hope so. It would be the most honest thing that I've ever heard from a politician.
So he's going to defend Biden's door-to-door strike team.
Vaccinated. Sir, thank you so much for being with us. I wonder if you can answer that criticism. It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID. And
I love how he's suddenly worried about being accountable for the money that the government is spending.
Yeah, the taxpayers' money. Because he's changing that up real quick. It's government's job. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the taxpayers' job to keep the community safe, to keep us from getting COVID. Also, on top of that, you've already spent the money. We might as well, make sure that everyone gets it.
Right. If you don't get the vaccine, you're wasting tax dollars, is what he's saying.
Yep.
Good.
And we're going to keep spending trillions of dollars.
That sounds like more reason to not get vaccinated.
And he's like, you want to what? You want to live an unsafe life? No. We've got to make sure that you are eating healthy and getting exercise and getting sunshine. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't say any of that.
Maximum safety, no matter the cost.
Yeah, I'm an advocate of not being recklessly unsafe. I do plenty of unsafe things.
Like drive without your seatbelt, probably.
Sure.
Know. You know.
But, I mean, there's a certain risk level that one is willing to take, and I don't trust the government. I certainly don't trust pharmaceutical companies. So right now, Johnson & Johnson is being hit with a class action lawsuit for...
Talcum powder?
No, is it...
That's one of them.
It's shampoo and conditioner that has formaldehyde in it or something like
makes
that.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, all of these companies they have one of the vaccines out there that people are getting, and they're currently being sued for putting chemicals in their other stuff.
Look, I have trust
I have no trust in Pfizer or Moderna or
AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson. All of these guys and any of the Chinese vaccines.
And the U.S. government is just as bad as they are. They're liars.
Absolutely.
All in bed together.
And the one thing you should always fear and run the other way is when government comes and says, I'm with the government and I'm here to
help.
Here
to help. I know it's best.
Helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate, and knocking on a door has never been against the law.
That is not government's job to take care of you. That's the problem. That's where we're at now.
I don't know how to tell them this, but coming up on my door and knocking on my, coming up onto my property and knocking on my door is against the law. That is technically trespassing.
No, they are the law.
Well, we don't know.
That's what they think.
He's making it sound like it sound like it's not going to be government that's doing this. I think it's going to be the pharmaceutical companies that are doing this. They're hiring their own guys, their own door to door guys, because
they get more money.
They have too much vaccine. They got to get rid of
it. It's already happening in North Carolina.
There's not enough zoo animals to deliver all this stuff.
They have the local health department going door to door in North Carolina this week. This isn't something that's going to be rolled out. It's already happening. Now, maybe it's going to be rolled out on a larger scale, and what that will look like, I don't know, but we've already seen what it looks like. It's a bureaucrat, and another person, volunteer, going door to door.
Just look at the census guys. Those aren't government. Those are paid off the street.
Those are government workers. They are hired temporary government workers. They're not long-term jobs, but they're short-term jobs, and they may put the same exact, system into place to do this.
Just with some extra jab training.
Well, and how far are we away from mandatory vaccines? I don't want to see it happen, but there's video coming in from other countries where this is happening, allegedly. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but it's pretty scary stuff.
Israel is one of them.
There was, I think it was Argentina. There was a guy on his roof. They came up on his roof with a team of, men in, whatever vaccination robes, whatever the doctor smocks are, whatever, and masks.
Plague masks.
And armed men, armed sheriff-type men holding a guy down and forcing a needle into his
arm. Holy crap.
Oh, man.
maybe it wasn't really what we think it was, but that's what is being reported as, is forced vaccinations.
Well, the U.S. government, I don't think, is going to take that approach. They're just going to have companies like Ticketmaster and others implement these rules that, hey, you have to have a vaccine or you have to wear a mask.
They're going to make it hard. They're going to make it hard for you. You're going to have to learn your lesson. If you want to go back to normal and you want to be part of society, you're going to have to accept this
right.
and take it.
And on one hand, what they're doing is they're letting people feel what it was like, right? Because now it's reopened. Everything's reopened. You can go back out. You can go back out and do the things you want to do, the things you love to do, and it feels like old times. But it's not. And
it never goes back to normal.
Yeah, it's never going to go back to normal. And at the same time, behind the scenes, there's more of these vaccination passports being developed and talked about and implemented. And that's what they're doing in the EU right now.
Yes.
They are implementing a vaccine, what they're calling health pass. And in France, for instance, it's going to be in all the EU countries. And ostensibly, it was sold to people as, look, you're just going to need this to go from country to country. You know, you've got to be able to travel in the EU.
Are you suggesting the government may have lied about its intentions?
Yeah.
This is coming. It's not going to come this year, and it's going to be a lot of people like myself who are never going to get this.
Yeah.
But it's going to be just like the Social Security number.
When that thing was
unloaded on the U.S. Populace, a lot of people never got it. A lot of people never got it, but it eventually worked its way in
over
to when you can't get a bank account, you can't get a job, you can't do anything, you can't get a loan from a bank unless you have a Social Security number.
And all of this is being done regarding a virus that has an extremely low mortality rate.
Yeah,
correct.
It's not even worth talking about.
It's a cold.
No, it never would have been.
Yeah.
Right. I've had the same.
If we hadn't been fear-mongered every single waking second of every day for the last year and a half, would you have even known that this even existed?
No. And think about how far removed the three of us are from the fear-mongering. I don't watch a whole lot of network television.
I don't watch any either.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually did. But it was at ForkFest a few years ago as I was going to sleep. The network advertising is just all your shoe commercials, your car commercials. It was constantly being thrown in their faces.
Everywhere.
So I have no doubt that these people are terrified.
I'd like to tell you what they're doing in France. It'll give you some clue of what they'd like to do everywhere.
603-283-6160. Well, hopefully there's resistance and they won't do it here. But with people being so afraid, it's hard to say.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.